from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Anytime somebody who has a Super Bowl ring sits down next to you, you got to talk to him. Mitchell Schwartz, all-pro left right tackle, joining us on the show today. Look at that.
This is a different environment for you, so you're not exactly sure how to intro me. You don't have the cool music.
I know.
Just call me left tackle. I would have made more money and more Pro Bowls if that were the case, but unfortunately, I was not athletic enough to be one.
How are you doing today, man? It's been a while since I've seen you.
Doing good. This is a cool little shindig, so excited to be here.
We don't have any fast food today, man. We just got regular food today for
you.
Yeah,
just regular food. Rob's been eating for all 5 minutes I've been sitting here, so.
Rob couldn't wait. I've never seen Rob get up so much. He's like, oh, I don't have to work for a little bit. Rob couldn't wait to not work.
I mean, I'd love to eat as much as he seems to do and stay that skinny, so that's a talent level I don't have.
There's a lot of football I want to talk to you about, but you recently have become a father. You got a baby girl now. How is being a new pops?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, we figured out we just needed to keep feeding her until she was happy. And once we got that settled, then we were able to kind of figure out the sleep situation, and that's coming along. But she's awesome. I mean, she's been great. Brooke's been an amazing mom, like I expected, and is handling the sleep deprivation as good as possible. It's a little difficult, you know, being the mom and having to feed as often as she does. But no, it's cool. It's a lot of fun. She's getting more interactive, smiling and responding, and that's really, really awesome.
When do you think your dad strength kicks in? Like, at what point do you think, because they always say you get dad strength. When do you think that, I mean, you play in the NFL, so you're already strong. When does that kick in?
Yeah, I mean, I played in the NFL, so that lifting regimen was many moons ago. I will say I felt like I got my old man strength in the NFL around, like, my sixth year, so probably it was at age 28 or so. I feel like the dad strength comes in. I mean, she's still around the 11-pound range. She's only 2 months old, so I'd imagine once she gets more to like 15, 20 pounds and you're having to lug her around, you know, as she's getting up there in weight, I think that's when, like, you know, because right now you hold her with one arm. I mean, I do. She weirdly likes being held like a football. Doesn't make any sense to me, but if I try to cradle her in my arm like a normal, you know, person holds a baby, doesn't seem to love it. I don't know if I'm too soft or not soft enough or whatever, but she doesn't seem to like that. So holding her like a football works, and I can do it for the most part. Arm gets a little tired, but I would imagine once we get to that 15, 20-pound range, that's when, you know, the soreness will go away, and I'll just be all strength all the time.
I'm going to ask you a question I've never got a chance to ask you before, and I'm really excited for this. You know, you and your wife like to go on vacations. You know, you're happy people, married people, love to travel and see the world. Have you ever been in any of those spots and you thought, man, I miss St. Joe. I just miss those times in the dorm. I just miss training camp. Have you ever had that moment?
No, I've had a lot of times where I've been somewhere else, seen the guys practicing, and thought, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. It's okay. My St. Joe thing is, I don't think it's as bad or as miserable as everyone else makes it out to be. It's kind of fun and easy to play up the, oh, it's St. Joe, and this is terrible, and we're going away for 3 weeks. But it's really not that bad. Coach does a good job balancing out the schedule. Now they get an off day like every fourth or fifth day, which is, you know, we used to get one once a week. the schedule is way reduced. Practice is at 9:05, not 8:05. You have to be done by like 8 p.m. Used to be 9:30 or 10. So everything's condensed, and he still is able to space it out. So you get those, you know, chunks throughout the day to take breaks and, you know, to nap or to ice bath or to recover. And it's just not that long of a period in general. And so I think, again, it's easy to play it up. You know, guys like to play up the long drive drill and talk about how miserable that is. I never thought that was that bad either. It's just, it's a bunch of football plays in a row. And if the defense is doing what they're supposed to and they're not subbing, then they get more tired than you do. And so by play nine, they're tired. You're less tired. Benefit you. St. Joe's, you go there, you get good work done. You know, you have enough time to see the family and to do other things you need to do. And I never looked forward to it. I never enjoyed necessarily the time there, but I also don't, you know, hold that same kind of, oh, this is so terrible, that maybe some other people do.
Who was the most famous person that came by when you were there? Because yesterday we saw that Rasheed Wallace was there, who was, like, oddly like a major Chiefs fan. Like, I would love to hear the story of how Rasheed Wallace became a big Chiefs fan. I saw a picture yesterday where he got to meet Patrick Mahomes. You know, you played on a prominent team. You guys were a Super Bowl team. Somebody came through camp that you were like, oh, hey, so-and-so is here.
He was probably watching your YouTube videos and said, that guy looks a lot like me. I got to invest in this team. So that's why, you know, she became a fan. No, that's a good question. I mean, honestly, a lot of the former Chiefs guys are, you know, the most famous people that you know. In terms of celebs, I can't remember a ton of them coming by. I mean, like Eric Stone Street, you know, likes to come every now and again. And, you know, he has fun with the Randy Reed thing. And, you know, probably he's up there in terms of, you know, truly like non-Chiefs people. When I was in Cleveland, LeBron came by. And I think Condoleezza Rice did one of the days, too, which...
She almost was you guys' general manager, wasn't she?
But my pay grade. But, no, I think those are two pretty big names I remember in Cleveland. But Kansas City, I don't know, for whatever reason, I can't remember, like, you know, celebs kind of beyond the Stone Street or some of the other local Kansas City guys.
One thing that has always stood out to me about Chiefs training camp is how efficient it is and how it doesn't feel like there's a lot of time that's being wasted. Like, whenever a drill is over, somebody blows a whistle, and it's not like guys are walking to do the next thing. Like, you guys are getting a lot done, it feels like, in a very condensed amount of time.
Well, you're not supposed to be walking, so that's one of the things. You know, you're supposed to, you know, kind of sashay your way over to the next drill and make it look like you're running when you're not actually running. That's the O-line way to do it. What's funny is Coach actually has longer practices than most other teams. And so you look at that practice and you say, oh, it's pretty efficient. They're getting guys in and out and we're moving on to the next drill. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, they have two-hour practices. You know, Coach Reed still pushes up to that 2.5 hours, which is the limit now. Back in the day, we used to, you know, every now and again push up to the three-hour limit. And other teams are having hour 45, hour 50, two-hour practices. And so I always kind of wondered, is that why he's so good in September and early in the season? You know, because he pushes us the way he does, because we get work done, we're efficient, but we're also out there for a longer duration. Does it simulate a game, you know, more closely to maybe what some of these other teams do that, you know, practice hard and practice fast, but not quite on the field as long as we do? I also kind of feel like, I mean, this is Coach Reed and Rick Burkholder as well, but I feel like injury-wise, the Chiefs have always been, you know, kind of ahead of the game in that perspective. Is there something to how they do it and how they're able to push us? And, you know, as the season rolls around, then you're not having the soft tissue injuries because you're used to the volume, you're used to the capacity that they make us do throughout training camp. Obviously, it's working for him. I mean, he's one of the best coaches of all time. There's kind of a sneaky fun Coach Reed versus Belichick discussion to be had in the near future, but no, it's practice is built out the way it needs to be, and they don't just like push. They know when to back off. There are periods that are scripted to be a little bit slower, and so you are kind of simulating, even within a practice, what a game feels like, where, you know, you have your 8 plays, you have your 12 plays, you go stand on the sidelines, the defense comes on the field. Obviously, from the offensive player's perspective, you know, some drills are up tempo, some drills are backed off and walk through tempo, so they kind of mix and match that throughout the practice as well. So it's efficient, and there's also purpose with every single thing that you're doing.
Right now we're joined in studio by Mitchell Schwartz, All-Pro right tackle, joining us. You are our first in-studio guest on 96.5 The Fan. I mean, that's an honor. That's going to be a trivia question one day.
It sure will be, and, you know, I hope I get something really huge and memorable to bring home so that I can commemorate this, you know, amazing achievement in my life.
We can get you like a fake football card. They're doing like little fake football cards. If you have real football cards, you don't have a 96.5 The Fan football card, though.
That is correct. Maybe I can get you and Rob on one.
All right, no.
Get your career stats on the back. Maybe get the signature at the bottom.
I will very happily.
Got however many Lombardi trophies you guys have earned at the bottom too. You know, the way the Chiefs do it with the signatures now. So yeah, I need some cards of you guys.
I do want to get your opinion on this. Can you walk me through how important training camp is, or is this something that is just player by player? Like last year, Chris Jones did not participate in training camp. CeeDee Lamb not participating in training camp this year. Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams. Like, there are a lot of problems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Prominent players who, for whatever reason, contract, holding out, whatever reason it is, they are not here at this time in the season. What are you building as a team during training camp? How important is it to be there during training camp?
I would say to that last point, maybe the camaraderie is the least important, at least depends on the position. You know, Ayuk and Purdy have had 2 years together now. A lot of these combination, you know, CeeDee and Dak have had 3 or 4 years whenever he was drafted together. You know, they're not going to fall out of, you know, favor with each other in terms of the timing and all that stuff. In terms of football shape, I always thought camp was really important. I mean, I would come in every year, feel like I was in pretty good shape. I mean, our conditioning test wasn't anything too crazy, but, you know, pass it pretty easily. And the first or second day of camp, you're just exhausted and you're like, man, I thought I came in pretty good shape. There's just nothing that simulates football shape. You can have any workout that you want in kind of any scenario that you script it, but there's just something different to practice and to being on the field and to being in your pads and to doing it together than working out on your own. And so I think for the most part, when guys hold out, and we've seen it, I mean, honestly, with the Niners, with Bosa and with Debo, and they both admitted after the fact, you know, holding out kind of messed up the flow of their season, their work, you know, how ready they were to come in. Remember, you know, Joey Bosa's rookie year, he was holding out for that rookie contract, came in, I think maybe got hurt right away because of that. So I think guys who don't show up to camp, there's a much bigger detriment than there is a benefit. There are some guys, you know, Trent Williams, yeah, probably doesn't need a full camp. He wasn't practicing every practice anyway. I can almost guarantee that without actually knowing. You know, he was getting the proper rest and spacing of practice. So there are some guys that probably need less. I mean, I would say an offensive lineman, especially a guy so physically gifted, you know, probably just needs to get the timing down. And once his timing is down, he's good for the rest of the year. So he doesn't need it as much. Ayuk, again, understands Purdy. They get it. But getting the volume of routes run in a team situation against, you know, defensive backs, can't imagine he's finding defensive backs to guard him in his workouts that have anywhere near the skill level that the Niners DBs do. So I think the on-field work is the hardest thing to acclimate to in terms of how your legs feel, how your wind is, what the physical side of it looks like. And that's where if you come in and you just kind of expect it, you know, 3 or 4 weeks into camp to get right in and go with the flow, you are asking for an injury in terms of being behind and not being, you know, ready enough to do it. or you're going to start slow and you're not going to feel like yourself and you're going to kind of drag the first part of the season, and who knows how long, you know, that could affect you into the rest of the year.
What does that mean for somebody like Hollywood Brown, who is obviously in a different space than CeeDee Lamb is or Brandon Ayuk? You don't have that work that's been built up with the quarterback. You are in a new team, new offense, new situation. You're done for the rest of camp, and it looks like you're going to miss a couple of games to start the regular season. That now you got to find that rhythm. You got to find that timing early on.
Yeah, it's obviously not as ideal. I don't know what that recovery looks like. You know, I'd imagine with a clavicle that breaks or whatever that thing is, you probably can't go back to running right away. There's probably some pounding on the shoulder that doesn't feel so good. But if you're a receiver and you're going to get injured, you'd probably want an upper body injury so that as you're going through the healing process, you can still run, you can still get your leg work in. You know, you don't lose. He got, you know, 2 weeks in a coach re-training camp in terms of the volume of pass plays and routes run. He and Pat do have some chemistry. Obviously, first play of the game goes to him, and I know Pat's been excited about what Hollywood's been able to show in camp when we've seen all the videos. So it's not as ideal as, you know, some guys who are more established, but it seems like they kind of have a feel for things as it is. And yeah, there will be a bit of a reacclimation period once he's healthy enough to get going. I think you just have to kind of work through that. It'll be in the season most likely, and you know, you will be doing preparation for the upcoming game as you're kind of getting him back in the flow. So, you know, probably a little bit smaller of a package once he comes back than normal, just to make sure, you know, he and Pat are on the same page about everything. But you got two guys that are, I guess we probably consider Hollywood a vet by now. Smart football players, good football players. He's always been really good when he's on the field. And you kind of trust that they'll be able to figure it out once regular season comes.
We got Mitchell Schwartz here for a couple more minutes. I got two questions, and I'll get you out of here. The first question is, every football fan is talking about it. What are your thoughts on the new kickoff rule?
I think it's good. I think anything you can do to kind of bring more football plays to football is probably good. It does seem like they need to push back the touchback line to the 35 like the XFL one was, because right now, I mean, again, incredibly small sample size, but if the average starting field position is the 29, you can just kick it out of the end zone and get it at the 30 or give it to them at the 30. Why wouldn't you just kick it out of the end zone, not ever risk a touchdown and have no injuries and just be done with it? So I think that needs addressing, because it's too easy to just kick it out of the end zone now and just kind of say, all right, you can have it at the 30 and we're not going to risk anything bad happening. But it was extremely successful, and that's why it was implemented in the NFL, and it sounds like they're already kind of tweaking it and trying to figure out what rules to come out with to make it exactly what they want it to be. But yeah, I think, you know, they got away from the PAT because it was like a 99% play and it became a 93% play and they were happy with that. And so now you're looking at touchbacks and you're looking at a much bigger gap than, you know, 6% different in terms of how many more kicks are going to be returned. So I think it's good for the game. It's going to take everyone some adjustment. As all the TV stations, they all have their own graphic trying to explain it like as concisely and thoroughly as possible right before each kickoff. And so I wonder how long that's going to happen, because it is such a big change. But we'll get used to it, and I think we'll enjoy it. And you know, these special teams coaches, it's just the first year of it, and so they're going to keep learning. They're going to keep adding some fun things. We're probably going to see more reverses, trick plays. You know, it's more of a run play than it is kind of an old-school kickoff return. So there is going to be a lot more fun in terms of what we see from it, and it's also going to be more fun from the coaching and scouting perspective of how you can actually scheme those returns.
Give me one team that you think is coming into the season a little bit under the radar. Give me a team that you think right now is being talked about way too much that is setting up for a very disappointing year.
So my under-the-radar team actually was the Chargers until Herbert's injury, and then now I'm a little nervous about that.
That's how I know football season is back, if the Chargers are dealing with a critical injury to a starter.
Yes. My other team was New England, not because I thought they were going to be good. I just didn't think they were going to be – I think their win total is like 4, 4.5, 5. I thought they were – an 8-9 team, which to me, if you're 3 or 4 wins above your expected, that's an under-the-radar team. But then they go and trade Judon, and it seems pretty obvious that, you know, that defense that was one of the best in the league last year until he and Gonzalez and a couple other guys got hurt. Barmore's out with blood clots. I mean, I had a teammate in Cleveland who had that, never played football again. Not to say it's the same, but usually blood clot, you got to go on certain medicines that are thinners, and then you can't really come back that season because you got to make sure the clots aren't coming back. So, and all best defensive tackle possibly not playing the rest of the year, edge rusher traded, So, yeah, it was going to be New England and the Chargers, and then both of them, you know, had things happen that made me say, oh, maybe they're going to be, you know, as bad as predicted. A team that's getting a lot of hype, I just think Baltimore, they had such an amazing year last year. This isn't like a Baltimore's bad or Baltimore's not going to be good. I think, to me, from what I've seen, they're kind of slated as the number two team in the AFC. It's like Chiefs, Baltimore, maybe Buffalo, the Milano injuries. Now, another one that I would have said they're going to be better than I expected, but Milano gets hurt. And so I think Baltimore's going to be really good, but last year was like the best case scenario, especially with the advanced data. You look at like top offense, DVOA, top defense, obviously special teams with Tucker is amazing. And they lose a few guys. They replenish a little bit at corner, but like, they were so good last year. I just don't see them being as good. So if they're the fourth, fifth, sixth best team in the AFC, I think that's very plausible. But I think they're getting talked about as the second or third best team in the AFC. So, yeah, those would probably be my teams.
That is our guy, Mitchell Schwartz, joining us in studio. Always happy to catch up with you, my man. Congratulations again to you and your fans. The first time I've seen you since you became a Pops, man. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I didn't realize it's been that long, but I think time flies when you're stuck at home with a kid.
That is our guy, Mitchell Schwartz, joining us in studio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.